This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here on Good Day for a few more days certainly is worth it, because his music, when you think about the annals of musical history, who have been the ones that most influenced? Think about Mozart and Brahms and Beethoven in the era of the last 500, 600, 700, 800 years. And you fast forward to the 1950s and how music so radically changed from what had been the case after World War II, the big bands and the individuals who popped up like Elvis and Sonny James and Johnny Cash and Little Richard and some of these, the earlier ones from Sun Records. And so it's been extremely impactful on all of our lives. It certainly has been, like the Beatles' music has been.
Oh, absolutely. Well, right. And also hearing what influenced these amazing artists who are now the influence for so many people, like with Elvis. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was heavily influenced by a mix of blues and Christian gospel and country music.
He grew up in
and,
it. Yeah.
Yeah, and then really kind of combined those to just create this incredible sound.
His gospel music is among the best music ever recorded by anybody. Some of the things that he did with his voice when he would sing those gospel songs. Every Sunday morning they have a couple of hours of gospel, his gospel music on the Sirius XM Elvis channel. And it just is, it separates him and his music from anything else that's out there. It's just, it's glory. It's glory in its best sense. Fabulous. If you want to get inspired, listen to a couple of hours of that stuff and you'll be ready to not only rock and roll, but to be connected. You know, that's really what it is, that spiritual connection that comes from music that you can't get, like gospel music. I think gospel, if I were to take a genre of music and examine it and say, okay, why do I like it? It's so easy to figure out why you like. And the roots of people like Aretha came, these kids that started singing. Whitney Houston's another example of kids that came along who sang in churches. And look at how their voices developed, how they became the individuals that they were. It was just, it's amazing stuff, gospel music. Great, great stuff. I don't think there's a bad gospel song around. And you watch, you go to some of these churches. I used to like to go, because I'm not a religionist in the sense that I feel strongly that you go listen to a message from somebody. And I guess I lost that when the minister had an affair with my mother. I kind of lost my focus on the people, but the music always did it for me. It really did. It became a unifier, something that you really like singing. I started singing in choirs when I was in junior high school, through college, and then some. And it was something I really looked forward to because it's a unification kind of thing. And you become, it's a purposeful sort of thing as well. And so anyway, I'm off on a toot, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. It is what it is from time to time. Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. I was thinking about the movie Castaway, where the character played by Tom Hanks, survivor, the plane crash, wakes up on a deserted island, walks around the island looking for something, some way to be saved. And, of course, he didn't see anything. So he scavenges around for food. He builds sort of not a shelter, but he prepares and survives as well as he can, given the circumstances. It's a fabulous story. The sun's important to him. The rain is important to him. I think didn't he try to start a fire and he couldn't, or did he start a fire? I'm trying to remember. You remember that movie, Jay?
I never saw that movie.
Oh, didn't you? Oh, my God. You missed. Yeah, no, I know you like those creepy, horrible movies, but this this is a good one that would hold your interest, in fact. Because a great story about him living on this tiny island, and then he's finally saved. And it's just, I don't know, it's just, I think it's a great motivator, frankly. Survival. Here's a man that did in the story, but that story's been repeated. I mean, there's a real story around that story. Hollywood takes its, you know, they'll take their privileges with it, if you will, but still, fabulous story about survival. And it's something that we all ought to pay attention to. Speaking of surviving, the number one survivor in the world right now, I think, is Donald Trump. This guy is like through everything. He's still out there. And I thought it was interesting that he said he will not sign a pledge, Jay, to support the Republican nominee if he loses the primary.
But and would you expect any different?
Nah, kind of not from him. Nah. He didn't want to be. He doesn't want to be in the first debate because he says, basically, why should I? I'm on top of the heap. Why would I sign this letter and why would I participate in the debate? He said, and he said, I could name three or four people that I would not support for president. And I can tell you, Pence is one of them. Christie is another one.
Mm-hmm.
Name, but he's what he did do was separate out, single out Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina, and this guy Vivek Ramaswamy. Again, I think it was two or three weeks ago. I said, who is this guy? And after you and I talked about it, I looked into him and I paid attention to him.
Yeah, Vivek,
I'm thinking he's really, I think he's something, I don't know if special is the right word, but somebody that can to contend with. The way he looks at issues, the way he comes across. And Trump says both of them have been very nice to him. Well, why wouldn't you be? You got nothing to, you know, Chris Christie, I think, hasn't made a mistake because he's right in all the things he says about Trump, in my mind. And Pence as well. But there's not a groundswell of support for you if you're always talking about somebody else. How about you talk about yourself? How about what you're all about? What are your values? What are you going to do? Why would you want to be president instead of talking about what a boob Trump is? We, you know, there's plenty of people who figure that Trump's a boob.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's certainly polling better than his rivals at the moment. And whether he can keep that up or not, depending on whether he goes to jail or whatever the heck else is going on with all of these indictments, it hasn't hurt his popularity. The other one, he didn't. Did I mention DeSantis? He doesn't like DeSantis.
Shocking.
Yeah, right, exactly. I don't like this. I don't know the guy personally. I just think he's a grandstander. There's something about Trump. At least you know where the guy's coming from. He is who he is. And there's something about that that is, I don't know if likable is the right word, but there's, you know, and respecting how he is, not all of the shenanigans that he's been involved in. I don't respect that, but I do. He has been able to pull off some amazing stuff. And I don't think that DeSantis has the starch to do it. I think he is a complete one-trick pony.
He's kind of like a disruptor.
Yeah, and for what? Not positive disruptor.
Yeah.
With him, it's all negative all the time.
Instigator.
Yeah, exactly. Like he didn't get breastfed when he was a kid or something, when he was a baby. Okay.
What does that have to do with it?
Listen, you look for attention because you didn't get it from your mother. It's a pretty simple formula if you dig into it a little bit. All right, let's see here. The situation in Chicago. Here we go again. 9-year-old girl shot while riding a scooter. The man who's been arrested was complaining about all the noise the children in the neighborhood were making. So he gets out a gun and he shoots this kid. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's all.
This is an example of why some people
guns
should not have access to guns.
Michael Goodman, 43, charged with first-degree murder. And I hope I don't know about the death penalty, but he should be put away fast and forever. So he lived on the same street with his girl. And They were out on, it's summertime. They were outside 9, 10 o'clock at night riding their scooters.
Well, apparently he complained multiple times, and other people in the neighborhood would say, they're kids, it's summer, they're having fun, just let them be. They're not actually being disruptive with anything. They're just kids being kids.
Mm. And she comes from a family that doesn't have anything, so they set up a GoFundMe campaign to offset the cost of her funeral. But a 9-year-old kid riding a scooter, this guy maybe deserves what, maybe they should put him on a scooter, run him down the street, and everybody take a shot at him. Sounds a little outrageous, but guys like that don't deserve any more, nothing. They don't deserve any consideration at all. That nurse who was captured, remember a couple of weeks ago?
Yes. And
the story from Haiti?
Haiti with her child.
Yeah, she and her daughter have been released. She was working for a non-profit trying to help out the people. And for, you know, here's their gratitude. We're going to capture, we'll kidnap her and her daughter. Haiti is about as ruthless a place. There's no law anywhere. Haiti is completely out of control. There are a few places like that on the planet. Somalia is kind of like that. A couple of the islands in the Pacific are like that. But this was a dramatic example of how lawlessness takes over in circumstances. And it has been ever since Haiti was ruined by the hurricane. How many years ago was that? It's been 4 or 5 years. How long has it been since Haiti was destroyed by that hurricane? It's never been put back together again. It's been a long time.
It feels like it has, yes.
Yeah, horrible place to go. Don't go there. Don't ever go there. Stay away from it. There have been over 1,000 kidnappings there in the last few years. Women, children, and of course then it gets to what are they doing with the children, and the trafficking discussion comes up again, and how much of a danger it is for young boys and young girls. Apparently some missionaries also have been kidnapped. There were folks from our country in Canada went down to an orphanage in Haiti to try to help out. They, for their trouble, got kidnapped. And so I don't know. Was there a reason that they got released? Why did they get released, and not some of these others? I don't know. It wasn't
unsure.
It wasn't clear. Yeah,
well, her husband and the father is the director of this organization.
Yeah, the organization.
Who are there?
Yeah. Okay. Pretty exasperating stuff here. It's 18 after on Good Day.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Just a rastafari, shifted from town to town.
Guitars.
No job can hold me down. I'm just a knock-around guy. There's a lot of space beneath that sky.
You know, there were so many songs that he knew, and he had them all in memory. He didn't have any prompters. You know, Frank Sinatra toured the last 10 years of his touring life. He had prompters because he'd forget the words, the songs.
Mm-hmm. Which makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, right. You got so many songs in your repertoire, you don't necessarily remember what all the lyrics are. So he'd look down, there were little boxes that were in front of him on the stage, and a lot of entertainers actually do that. I bet you Taylor Swift doesn't do it. I'm going to get off on a toot here for a moment. Of all the people who are around, I was talking about Elvis and Michael Jackson and the memorable singers of the past and the fact that there aren't many around right now who will go down in history with the same sort of focus that we had on Michael Jackson or Aretha Franklin or Elvis Presley. I think Taylor Swift is an exception to that. I think she goes down in history as being a very significant musical provider.
Oh, yes. Just her songwriting alone is, I can't remember which colleges are doing this, but they have a course where they're studying.
Yeah, right. So anyway, I say that as I look around. Some of the things on social media here today that are of note, Wetahatchee is the latest Washington school district to join a class action lawsuit against some of the social media companies. Their school board voted to join a suit organized by the Stephen Clay Law Firm. The school superintendent says it focuses on damage to young people caused by social media. Heavens, it's about time.
Well, and they were part of the Juul lawsuit,
yeah,
where they are going to receive over $100,000.
Juul is the
vaping thing, yes.
Yeah. Right, yep. So anyway, if you look into these suits, they claim school districts are harmed financially by having to respond to the harm done to students. And they are asking for monetary compensation. Apparently, this particular school system got $140,000 from the Juul suit before attorney's fees were figured in. So that doesn't sound like a lot. But it's the principle of the thing, probably as much as anything else.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And putting them on notice because they are a scourge social media, even though we all use it. We talk about our social media pages on Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. That's all I care. I don't talk about Thread. I don't give a darn about X anymore. It's all a bunch of grandstanding BS.
And I
have no use for Mark Zuckerberg. I think he's a terrible person, frankly. So that's what you got to deal with to a point. One of the things that I thought was an interesting aside here, there's a social media, here I am grabbing something from social media, that focuses on your phone itself, the phone, the buttons that are on your phone. If you have an iPhone like I do, you know that the end button sits away from all the other call options in the center position toward the bottom of the screen. But with the new phones that are going to be coming out this fall, this thing moves to the right, so the red button isn't there. What the heck difference does it make? I mean, people are making a big deal out of this. Do you have an iPhone, Jay? I forgot whether you have an iPhone. And so what do you think? Is this a big deal or not, the end button?
I just don't understand why they're always readjusting things and fixing things. Right. It's probably because we're more so, more often than not, we're using one hand for everything, so it's easier for the thumb to reach.
Yeah.
Driving, but that's really only if you're right-handed. If you're left-handed, sorry about your luck.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Can't manage it. Got a post from one of our listeners about the 541 travel experience. His final line is always good. I'll let you know how it ends. So he's taking advantage of that two free nights that you can get by calling 800-419-DOUG. Why don't you do that right now?
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
USA News on demand.
On your phone,
on your computer,
on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia. She says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
USA News on demand.
On your phone,
on your computer.
Well, as with cholesterol, truck size, and TVs per household, the nation's average bra cup size has collectively risen. It's gone from a 34B in 1983 to a 34DD in 2013. Not at my house. I always thought it was just ABC and Lucky D's.
On your terms, from USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today, USAPodcasting.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. CDC data shows suicide rates spiked in 2022, with more people dying from suicide in the U.S. more than any other year on record. Nearly 50,000 people died from intentional self-harm last year. The suicide rate declined for 2 years before it spiked in 2021 and continued upward in 2022, exceeding the numbers from 2018. Meantime, President Biden's marking the one-year anniversary of the PACT Act. Act being signed into law to benefit veterans.
PACT Act is one of the most significant laws ever signed to help veterans exposed to toxic materials and help their families recover.
VA has doled out nearly $2 billion in benefits to veterans in a year since the law was passed. It expands VA health care eligibility to veterans who served in the post-9/11 era. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Whether it's news, food, or health, we want to hear your thoughts. Call the Doug Line, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
About The first 10, 12, 14 years of Elvis was music that he did with the Jordanaires. You know, they're the background singers. They, in fact, have an album, or they put an album together, of all of the songs they did with Elvis without Elvis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so it's a very cool CD. I remember buying it because I love them and all of this kind of guy. Crank it up a little bit here, James Reed. Those are the Jordanaires. Yep. They originally were a gospel group, in fact. So just back to the gospel roots of all of this. We're paying a lot of attention to the history of rock from the perspective of Elvis Presley, as this is Elvis Week, culminating in the acknowledgement of his passing on August 16th on, what is it, next Wednesday. So we'll have music here and there as we move around into the nice section of the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jay Kirshner, moving away from the home. A lot of people are preparing to go to college. I remember going away. I was really excited. I wanted to get out of my house, away from my parents, and so I went to Ohio to get away. And it worked out to be probably the best thing that I had done in my life to that point.
Oh,
in terms
great.
of what I got out of it. So let's put it that way. So you think about, there was a story I saw that I really loved because I feel this way about my daughter. She's grown up, and yet I look at her and I think of, we were talking about this last night actually at dinner, of what reminds me of her when she was a little child. There's a picture of her when she was about a year old in the bathroom with her in the tub with me giving her a bath. And she looks at that, and she's going to have her 50th birthday this December. I think, my God.
Where does the time go?
Exactly. Right. But there's not much more, there's not much better than a father's love for his daughter. So there's this father who went around some neighborhoods in New York. He used to commute to work. And so has these post-it notes. He put some stickers placed all around on lampposts and railings that were devoted to his love for his daughter. Daughter's name is Sarah. Father's name is Mark. And she loved seeing these pictures. And so she did a video. She went around, she followed where her father had posted these. She did a video and dedicated it to her father, which I think is just adorable, frankly. And I wish, you know, I think about that. We all think about these things in terms of how they might affect us. What would you do with your dad, knowing your dad, knowing you? I could see your father doing something like that. He really shines on you and your sister.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we are beyond blessed and lucky and fortunate with the parents that we have. My mom and my dad are so
Yeah, your mother's no slouch either. Yeah, exactly. Yep. And I think that that sort of thing helps to keep families together, frankly, much as anything else. It's very unique. And yet it's fun, it's warm, it's neat.
Yeah. Well, think about this. Whenever a family goes on vacation and you ask the parents or guardians, what did you do? What was your favorite part about the vacation? And they'll typically say, like, something along the lines of some activity they did or eating out. Or they even say it's not a vacation, it's a relocation. You're still parenting your children. You ask the child what their favorite part was, and it's none of the things that cost money. It was the fact that the parents gave them the attention and played with them.
Yep. All right, new school year is right around the corner. Some states are bringing back free school lunches, regardless of how much money the family makes. So is this a good program? Federal government, actually it's part of the farm bill that's being discussed now in Congress as to whether or not there should be a big part of the farm bill, actually. School lunch menus, where they get the food from. They buy it from the big farm co-ops. Is a way to help out the farming industry, supposedly. Anyway, is this something that you want to have happen? Are you all for the Fed buying lunches for everybody, no matter what? It started, actually, I think, during COVID, there was some of this for the people that actually went to school.
Yeah, well, the knowledge that the school lunches were a lot of times for too many children, that was the only meal they were going to have.
Right.
Day, or the only, that would be the only hot meal that they would actually get that day. And they relied on that. And so a lot of places, even if their schools closed, they still kept lunch, like, you could still go and get something to eat.
Yeah. Right. So now there are 9 states. You can be sure California being on it because they always are on these things. But then Colorado and Maine and Michigan and Minnesota, Massachusetts, Nevada, New Mexico and Vermont all have restored free meals for everybody in school. Mm-hmm. And it's paid for by federal grants. So whether you like it or not, whether you think it's a good idea, it's coming back. Speaking of California, this circumstance in California, I wish Jennifer were here, because sometimes when I see these stories, I save them for when Jennifer's actually here, Jennifer Horn, with Jay and I, with Jay and me. Let me do the right English there, James. It's and me, the objective case, me. Okay, got it. The mayor of this city, where a pair of 7-Eleven store clerks beat up a thief. Did you see this video? It's all over the place. This guy comes in, and he's got a gun, and he threatens the two employees at the 7-Eleven. He goes around and ransacks the store, and the employees chase him around and beat him up. And so now the state says they're going to prosecute the two guys in the store instead of the thief who was trying to steal. He threatened to kill him.
Uh-huh. And we've seen this before. Yeah, we've seen this before. I think it was a Bodega employee who was being attacked by somebody, and he ended up stabbing this person and killing him. And then he was charged for murder. I think he ended up getting off.
Yeah.
But, my goodness.
Yeah. Who thinks...
Yet people who shoot someone through the door or shoot a child because of noise complaint, like...
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, no, he's getting charged. But I think the woman who, the neighbor who shot her neighbor through the door over a stolen iPad, didn't she get let go? She let off?
I think so, yeah. Now, here's another one of these cases bringing to your attention. You know, I wail all the time at the news media that overemphasizes things that are not so bad, like leprosy. We were talking about that earlier, and how the news media is playing that up like a fiddle, and it's really not that big a problem at all. A problem that hasn't been played up enough, in my estimation, is the problem brought to the surface by this movie, Sound of Freedom, which continues to have legs and continues to be, this is Caviezel as an investigator, looking into youngsters who are captured. And so the latest incident of that is getting a lot of attention, comes from the father of this missing 13-year-old Wisconsin boy, who says that his son drove away from home in the family vehicle, but he was being coerced by somebody else to do it. So this kid's been missing since June 12th, 13 years old. They don't know where he went. They don't know where the van. They don't know anything. This guy's got 4 children, and he said that they've looked all around everywhere and they can't find it. But there's some video, there's some footage that caught this kid going out in the middle of the night, walking across the street to the family's car. Got inside the car. He said, just kind of sat in the car for an hour or so, and then he got the car drove away and he's vanished. And so now some people think that he left home because he was being coerced into doing it. So how do you, then what happens? They found, the police found a makeshift campsite in a nearby park. But the father says he didn't think the son spent the night there. Search dogs the police had didn't find his scent anyway. The father thinks that the youngster met somebody online, and this person may have coerced him, and they think it might have been a woman. There's a Snapchat video posted on his phone where, you know, he interacts with this person, and there was something that happened. He was sorry, so he was going out to apologize for it, and it looked like it was a woman. So what a mess. All right, a couple of other things on the police blotter. Students at a driving school in Colorado got a crash course in crashing. The driving instructor collided into a building with the driving school with the pupils in the car.
Uh-huh.
And the building he crashed into was the Learn to Drive facility that he worked in. So the instructor in the business, he gets cited for a traffic violation.
Here's an example of what not to do.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of... you can't help but chuckle. Nobody got really hurt. It just is silly.
Yeah, and you can't write something like that. Like, that's the headline. New hire at driving school crashes car into the Learn to Drive facility where they are right. employed.
Here's another car story, another car scenario. A 10-year-old boy waited until his parents went to sleep, took their vehicle for a test drive. He took his 18-month-old sister along for the ride.
Oh, no.
Went to see their grandparents 68 miles away. He did well for the first few miles, but then he began to swerve off the road, and the police were around, and so the I guess it was a driver of a truck that saw, actually alerted the authorities to what was going on.
Well, but, and was the baby even buckled in the car seat properly, or just kind of set on the seat?
Looked like it.
Oh, it makes you wonder what was going on that he wanted to leave home. His sibling with him. Yeah.
Yep. Right.
To go see his parents.
Right. Here's something good from the police blotter. State police officer, excuse me, in New Mexico. Damn this thing. These allergies. Excuse me. This state police officer praised Jay for heroics after he saved a youngster, a newborn, in fact. Officer Ismael Perez on patrol when saw a mother giving birth in a car on her way to the hospital.
Yeah,
so apparently the police officer
pulled him over.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what they pulled him over for, because they were driving erratically. And apparently the baby wasn't breathing, so this police officer saved the baby. So there's something good to think about as we continue on here at 48 After on Good Day.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
If you're fed up with your credit card's high interest rates and your balances are so out of control that they never seem to go down, one call to Consolidated Credit can get the relief you need. Consolidated Credit has helped over 6 million people with credit card debt, and their certified credit counselors are ready to help you. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast without destroying your credit. The program works, and the consultation is free. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-336-0167. 800-336-0167. That's 800-336-0167. Consolidated Credit Solutions, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life.
When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Now 53 past the hour, Good Day Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronos is here at the ready. He, as you know, is from Lake Cardiology, has his great clinic down in Central Florida. He sees people from all over Florida, all over the Southeast, all over the country. People talk to him from all over the world, and you can do it more easily than you might have expected. All you have to do is call his office, 352-735-1400. He has terrific outreach. Loves to talk to people. As a matter of fact, the one thing about Ken that is a distraction is he spends a lot of time. You know, you normally go into a regular doctor's office and they'll see you for 20 minutes because that's all Medicare will pay him for. And at 21 minutes, well, I guess we're all set. See you later. Well, you can spend an hour and 20 minutes with Ken, depending on what it is that you're trying to figure out, trying to sort it out. But no matter what it is you want to talk to him about, he'll give you a good answer. 352-735-1400. I'm his greatest salesman because it's him and his practice and how he does things have worked wonders with me. I feel very confident after I leave his office that I know what's going on in my body. You can too. Call 352-735-1400. Okay. Question about this new molecule that apparently kills most solid cancer tumor cells and leaving others unaffected. This is something we've been talking off and on about, some of the advancements in cancer treatment. We have you as a cardiologist talking frequently about what's new in the preventative department. Yeah, is there any such thing as a preventative cancer doctor, do you think? I'm asking because I've never heard of a preventative cancer doctor.
Well, hopefully those who specialize in cancer talk prevention. I think all of us are interested in helping people in that regard. I think primary care physicians have an interest in educating patients, I hope, in cancer prevention. But as a specific subspecialty preventive oncology. It's in the works, I hope.
You know, I talked to you once, or more than once, about the City of Hope. They do great things when it comes to cancer treatment, kind of like St. Jude's, only St. Jude's specializes, I think, in youngsters. But this research protocol that I'm looking at is not toxic to healthy cells. I find that amazing that they could separate out. Can you think of an example of something else where a particular treatment would only focus on that which is bad? Let's say you've got a heart problem and it's only specifically one muscle or one valve. The way things are now, you can really isolate down to the nitty gritty, right?
Yes, monoclonal antibodies is a great example where you rev up the immune system to make these targets that go towards some part of the disease which is different than the normal tissue, and you can make these targeted missiles, monoclonal antibodies, that just destroy the bad tissue and leave the good tissue alone. And the problem with the early chemotherapies for cancer were they could not distinguish normal from cancer cells, and they destroyed everything. And what you're reading about from the City of Hope is this investigational small molecule that selectively disrupts DNA replication and repair in cancer cells, leaving the healthy cells unaffected. And this is an exciting new mode of treating. This is where we're getting to the genetics of cancer, and this is also in the future, and this is going to help to effectively treat cancer, get rid of the bad cells, and leave the good cells alone.
I know that you don't necessarily like the negative, nor do I, but I do see something that showed up in Lancet this week about how many people will develop some form of mental illness. And it isn't so much that people, you're not in the mental health business, you're in the physical health business. But I would bet that there are times when you see people who need attention because of their mental issues, and that relates sometimes to physical issues. How do you handle that?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we were talking about preventive oncology, and there is an American Society of Preventive Oncology, which you were talking about, the preventive oncologist. And then you're talking about now cardiologists. I don't know a good cardiologist who is a part-time psychiatrist because of the overlap between mental issues, stress, depression, anxiety, and the heart. So we see a lot of people with overlap heart and mental issues, and very accustomed to dealing with them and helping people get to the right subspecialist when they need them. So I work closely with mental health experts.
All right, there it is, straight from the doctor's mouth. Questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.